rule the day the plant-based way with the new Vegan Mixed Berry from Smoothie King. Powered by whole, non-GMO fruits, oat milk, and vegan protein, it's a dairy-free, plant-based smoothie you can feel great about. With 13 grams of protein and half your daily fiber, it's an easy way to get the essential nutrients your body craves. Skip the line and order online for pickup or delivery. Smoothie King. Rule the day.
This is No BS Job Search Advice Radio, episode 1776. I'm your host, Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome. Welcome to another episode. Welcome to another show. Yay. And this is a show where I answer one of those tough interview questions that might be asked of a senior professional that I think will help a lot. It can also help you formulate other answers to questions if you follow this kind of advice. Hope you find it helpful and give it a great review wherever you listen to the show. And with that, let's get going. Now, this is a question that will be asked of a person at a manager level and above. There's a difference between the expectation of a manager candidate versus someone in a more leadership role. And as you get progressively up the organizational ladder, there's greater expectations that you think holistically in answering the question. So the question is, what makes you effective? Now, as a manager, you're basically monitoring performance. You're driving the bus. You are managing the behaviors of a team of individuals to ensure the tasks are performed, right? I'm obviously simplifying it, but ultimately that's what it boils down to. You're managing a team of individuals to ensure that they're performing the tasks that need to be done within the time limit that's been established for them. But as you become more of a leader, it's less about driving the bus, and that's the way I interpret that language of management, into selecting teams of people who are inspired to get things done. I want to differentiate inspiration from motivation. A great definition I learned from Lance Secretan, one of the nation's leading executive coaches. And he describes motivation as being that driving the bus kind of behavior. They have to do it for you, versus inspiration is that they want to do it, that they have that internal drive, that internal determination to get things done. So in this particular case, I turn around and say, what makes you effective? And the answer is, it starts off with hiring a great team of individuals to work with me. People who really want to do well and who really are committed to the organization and to this particular project and team. So number one, notice how you're passing off credit to other individuals. And, you're acknowledging that you've hired great people. Number two is these individuals really care and they want to get things done. And before you start thinking that I'm just sitting back at a desk, collecting a check, I'm obviously being facetious in the language here. Obviously, I have to look at the perspective of, how my managers are getting things done, how my directors are getting things done, to ensure that any friction points are cleared up for them. Now, it's impossible to get everything clear, but I want to create as frictionless environment as possible, with the idea being we want to have this environment. You see where I'm going with this? I'm describing what I do from 30,000 feet versus from 3 feet at the manager level. 3 feet, you are into everything. You are, I don't want to say micromanaging, because there's a way to do this a little bit more hands-off. But again, at 3 feet, you're in the weeds. At 30,000 feet, you're looking from a hierarchical perspective and looking at the politics of the organization, trying to create less friction for the team to get the things done that they have been hired to get done. And what makes you effective is that you hire people who are inspired to do this. Now, I'm obviously simplifying things here, but you've got your own way of expressing it. But I think this is a good way to look at the difference of being in the weeds versus 30,000 feet. So if you're in the C-suite, If you're in the C-suite, you're not obviously in the weeds. If you're an executive in an organization, you're not in the weeds. You have people who do things, and you obviously monitor your managers and directors and VPs' performance to ensure things are getting done. Great story about Alan Mulally, former president of Ford, who took over the organization at a time that they were failing. And, this is during the crisis in 2008. And he came up with a very simple system that was designed to have his leadership communicate with him where they were on their goals. And it was a color-coded system. And these people had been trained to give everyone, to give managers, give the leadership in the organization, their bosses, thumbs up that everything was going well. Yet, in fact, the firm was losing billions of dollars. And Mulally sees the reports from his senior leadership, and they're all green-coded. He said, this is fabulous. I guess we're happy losing billions of dollars every year. What he needed to do was change the communication style and not punish people who told the truth. Now, you can work this story in, and I'd encourage you to go research it for yourself. But I'm sure you can also work in the element that basically says, and I create an environment where my leadership and even some of the staff people feel as though they can come and give me bad news. Now, I'm not talking about squabbles within the organization, but I'm talking about the difficult messages that sometimes leadership doesn't hear and needs to be brought to their attention. I create that kind of environment so that people will come to me to tell me the bad news as well as the good news.
So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here are a few more ways to get information and advice from me. First of all, there's my website, which is thebiggamehunter.us. I have more than 8,000 blog posts there that you can watch, listen to, or read that will help you find your next job. In addition, if you're interested in my coaching you, at the site, there's a button there that says schedule. Schedule time for a free discovery call, schedule yourself in for coaching, interview preparation coaching, salary negotiation advice, coaching related to hiring more effectively, managing and leading, helping you to be a better executive in your organization, and overall being a better employee of your firm. If you have questions for me, you can ask them at wisio.com/thebiggamehunter. That's wisio.com/thebiggamehunter. The price at Wisio is less than one third of what I'm charging on my website. And I'm doing this because I want to benefit my subscribers here and on YouTube, and only you're going to know about it. You can also connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/thebiggamehunter. Mention that you watched or listened to my content. I like knowing I'm helping folks. Once we're connected, it's nice to hear from you. I'd love to hear from you from time to time about how I'm helping. You can also watch me on TV. Did you know that? If you have a Fire TV or a Fire Stick, download the Job Search TV app for Apple TV, Roku, Sony, Samsung, like 90 different TV platforms. You can watch me on either Zingo TV or BingeNetworks.tv. On YouTube, subscribe at JobSearchTV.com and have access to thousands of videos I've created. I'll be back tomorrow with more, and in the meantime, I hope you have a great day. Be great!
Pretzels.
Look.
What? Chips?
Look.
Who's the new guy?
Fanta. I think he's looking at me.
Pretzels, you got it twisted. He's looking at me.
Stop being salty, Chips. We both got a chance. Shh, he's coming over.
Ladies.
Hi.
And hello to you.
Back at you, handsome.
Fanta picked beef jerky?
Girl, we're gonna be here a while.